Scripture this morning is one that may have even been read here all this morning, I'm not sure. But it's one that we read each Christmas, Isaiah, the book of Isaiah. And I already read one part of it. But I want to read from the 9th chapter of Isaiah, the 6th verse, 1 verse. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. As I said, Brooke read this earlier. But it was the promise that God has given unto us a Messiah, a way out. A rescue from the grip of the world, of Satan. And I thought as I was reading these scriptures and as I just quoted to you a while ago, how good it is to be able to assemble ourselves here together this morning on Christmas Day. How good it is. A lot of churches might have omitted services this morning because of whatever, but I'm so proud of this little church. I thought when I said we'll have a service, I thought, well, there won't be too many come out. The young people will be enjoying their Christmas at home, playing with the toys around the tree, what have you. And I thought probably that some of the elders would be preparing dinner for the people that was going to come and all this, and get ready for a big day. So I thought, well, there won't be too many out. But I was wrong. I was wrong. And I am so pleased to see the full church out this morning. Yes, we're missing a few. But we're always missing a few. I don't think God ever was here that we were all present. It seems like that there's always one or two that's under the weather or what have you. And that's all right. Point is this, that we put God first. We put the real, true meaning of Christmas first. And all the rest of these things that we get so wound up in, they have to take second place. And I'm so proud. And God is also sitting on his throne this morning, looking down and saying, I'm going to bless the East Clarksburg Baptist Church. I'm going to send a blessing that they can't contain. There's going to be things happening in this church because of your loyalty, because of your faithfulness, because you love Jesus. Yet, believe me, folks, we're on our way to great things. Believe it?
Amen.
Are you ready?
Amen.
Amen. You best get ready because we're going to move. Yes. And we don't want anybody left behind. Yes. Things is going to happen. He promised us. He said, there, they said, a child is born. Jesus Christ being born. A son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, not the political government, no, spiritual. And his name shall be called Wonderful. Wow, Wonderful. No name could be higher than Wonderful. Counselor, the Mighty God, thinking that it's not him being equal to being the part, the third part, the second part of the Trinity, God in person. Wow. All of the prophecies, all of the things that had taken place with the wise men, all these things are written in the scripture that was taking place, was leading up to the birth of the King, the Savior of the world. It's hard for us to realize that a little baby could save the world. The song that we hear sung so many times, Mary, did you know?
No.
Mary didn't know. No, Mary didn't realize exactly what was going on. Oh, she knew that it was different. She knew that when she was carrying the child, that it was not by any man. It was by the Holy Spirit. She knew this. She knew there was something. But she couldn't possibly have imagined that all down through the ages, down to this day and the future, that little bit of baby was going to be the ruler of the world. Boy, we've got people that will stand up today in Washington or whatever, and they rear back and say, I'm the chief, or I'm this, I'm that, I. They are nothing. Jesus Christ is King. He is the ruler. Yes, the Counselor, the Mighty God. His name is wonderful. He is the Master. You know, it's sad when we think of all these peoples that are out and about. I think it was Friday. Yes, it was Friday. I was out that way to the dollar store, out that way. And my GPS in my car, when I come through that way, it always tells me to turn out there about just this side of the 58th road and says, turn up the hill. Yeah, that thing's crazy. It tells me to turn up the hill. I don't want to go up the hill. I want to come on out, you know. Come around up to the church. No, it says go up the hill. So I said it the other day, I'm going to find out what that thing's right tell me. So I do. Out there, this side of 58, I forget the name of the street, but it says go up the hill. So I did. I went up the hill. Woo-wee, right up the hill I went, and to the last street up on the hill, and started out. Well, that street comes all the way through. You know where it's at. You guys have been there lots of times, probably. But it goes all the way out to right up here, top of the hill, Capitol Avenue. And coming around there, man, I see houses that were a little less than perfect, to yes. Put it that way. Yeah. And I thought, as I was coming around there, all them houses, there's bunches of people up there. I didn't know they were up there. Whole bunch of people's in there, down that way, clear through, and you get up on that hill, and you look down, and whoo, just a bunch down this way, that way, all the way around our church. Bunches and bunches of houses. And bunches of people that don't know Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes. Whole lot of people out there. And it's so sad to think how close they could be. Just a few hundred yards, you could walk. And they could walk down to either this church or the one down the way or wherever. It doesn't make any difference, but they could find Jesus Christ and make a change in their life that would be there forever, that God will bless them. I don't think There's always someone coming to the rescue. Yeah. But these people that are living out there and don't know Jesus Christ, I don't know their lives, and you don't either, and don't condemn them, don't knock them. But we know that there is a better way. And that's the thing that you and I need to be saying. There is a better way. There's a better way for our politicians in Washington to be acting too. There is a better way, yes. If they get off of their arguments and trying to surmise and get reelected and get more money out of you and me, if they get off of that thing and put Jesus Christ in their life and see what he would have them to do, things would be changing. Yes. Yeah. No. We don't elect officer, officials. We don't elect them based upon what Christ would have. We don't do that. Popularity. It's how much money that they got to spend to put things across on the TV to try to convince you and I. They're the ones that's political. Get out of there. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Looking down upon this community here. Don't you think for one minute that he hasn't visited every home in this hillside here? He has been in every home, and he has warned. He has touched people. He has told them, you need Jesus Christ as your Savior. Not one person has ever died and left this earth without first being warned by God of what they need. You and I, as we sat here this morning, when we were once out in sin and we didn't care about the church, we couldn't care less about it, we didn't know what, probably didn't even know the way to church. Until one day the Spirit talked to us, and he spoke to us, and he touched our heart, and he said, you're in the wrong direction. You need a little help. You need to find Jesus Christ in your life. Yes. And when he spoke those words, it stuck within us. We may not have answered the call right away. We might not have jumped up out of there and went run down the road to the church. Some did. We may not have run down for help by the pastor or one of his congregation to help them find Jesus Christ. They may not have done it right then, but that word that was planted in there by Almighty God stuck. It is there yet today in you and me and in those peoples out there in this world. Yes, he has touched them. Yes, they know what they need. We knew what we needed. We answered the call. And God has blessed us. Oh, it hasn't been easy. Yes, there have been times it gets rough. There's times when we wonder if we want to go on. We just wonder if it's worth it. Believe me. Believe me that when God gave you the talents that he had, when God gave us the spirit that was in us, when he touched our heart, it was for no other purpose than to spread that word around. Yes. You may be the very key to someone's salvation. You may be the one that will say some small word, even a small smile, even something so insignificant that may turn that person to Jesus Christ. Wow. That's exciting. It is. No. You don't have to grab your Bible and stick it under your arm and walk down the road and say, well, I'm a Christian here, and you need this or you need that. Ain't nobody knows better what they need than them. Yes. And there's nobody knew what you needed better than you. Yes. I've seen, been in churches, sat in meetings, when someone might think they're just almighty, you know, and say, well, Hey, you might walk back through the congregation and take someone by the hand and say, you need to be saved, you need this, you need that, and you need to, yeah. Well, what that person needs is sit down in the back seat and let that person let it go. Because you don't mind, let God touch it and do the work. I can't do it and you can't do it. No. I can be there if you need me. But if you are depending upon me to save you, forget it. Only the Holy Spirit can move a heart. Yes, Christ seen, God seen the need for salvation. Separation from God, even from way back. As I told you last week, people have yearned to be back into the good graces of God. And it's so close. Even those people that I talked about a while ago that don't know Him, don't realize, but have been touched. It's there. Yes. There's probably very, very few people in this world that if you would ask them, do you know who Jesus Christ is? If you would just ask a point blank question, do you know who Jesus Christ is? There are very, very few people in this world that couldn't answer that question and say yes. He was the one that was born in Bethlehem that we celebrate each year at this time. Yes, He's the one that the people sing about. He's the one that all around the community you see the nativity scene set up. Yes, He's the one. He's the one who was born into the world. Then you get a little more technical. Was He the Son of God? I'm not so sure about that. I'm not so sure about that, whether He was the Son of God. No, He's a good man. Done good things. Yes, we read about Him. We heard about Him. He done good things. But was He truly the Son of God? You see, that's when we start drawing a line. Then you might ask the question, they say, yes, I believe that He was the Son of God. Do you know Him? You know of Him. Do you know Him? And they might look at you and say, well, my daddy was a good Christian. He helped to build that church up there. Yeah. My grandpappy was deacon over yonder. Or my mom wouldn't have missed a service. Every time that door was open, she was there. Yeah. Same part. But what about you? Do you know Jesus Christ? Then the head drops. If they answer you at all, they have to say, no. I have not yet experienced. You see how close it can be. How close it can be. Everyone in this community that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their Savior are just that close. All that they have to do is just open up and say, I want to know this Jesus. Then it's up to you and me. It's up to you and me to be able to say, let me help you. Let me just help you to find Him. Well, every one of you sitting there, I wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't know what to say. Don't worry about it. The Scripture tells me, He says, open your mouth. He'll fill it. Don't take no thought for what you're going to say, because He'll tell you what to say. Yes. It's so simple. I thank God for all that He has done. for us here in this church?
Well, it doesn't seem possible starting a fifth year. It doesn't seem possible. And I don't know how you put up with me for that long. Because I'm not educated. I didn't go to seminary. I didn't go to college. I didn't get all that fancy education. But as I tell everybody, I know just enough to get you saved. And I know just enough to keep you saved. But sometimes I wonder, how in the world am I going to keep you from fighting each other? Huh? How am I going to keep you from swabbing back and forth with each other? How am I going to keep you? But you know what? We've been through some battles. We've been through some time. I'm just going to quit. I'm just leaving. I ain't coming back. I'm just going to quit. But when we say Jesus Christ first, and all the rest of these things forget, if we put Christ first and keep our eyes upon Him and walk straight forward, there's no time for off the sides. For bickering, you. The color of the carpet. What we do here, the light. Look at it. Yes, we have seen some battles. But as I told you a while ago, Jesus Christ is ready to work in our church. He's ready to move forward. He's ready for to see this church come alive. That people can be saved right here. He's waiting. It's so close. I just feel that it's just on us. And all of these things that we see coming together with the youth and seeing the action that's going there and seeing you people step up and take a hold, do things that you didn't think you could do. When we see all, it's just beginning. It's so close. Yes. Don't be surprised if God doesn't speak to you and say, there's something you need to do. There's a job for you. Are you ready? He is ready to help us if we would just say, Jesus, we need your help. We can't do it alone. We don't have to do it alone. Pray. Father, you have blessed us beyond measure. You have given us, O God, far beyond that we deserve. You have blessed us, Lord, with health and strength. You have blessed us with abundance of food, of resources, with everything that we need. You have blessed us. We thank you, Father, for blessing us spiritually. Lord, that you have lifted our spirits. And you have made us, O Father, more than we thought we could ever be. We ask you, Father, just to continue to use us, each one. Lord, in a capacity that we need as a family, as a spiritual body, supply all parts and all needs. We ask you, Father, just to join us together